CD 2. Jim Channon couldn't remember much about Gentle Wind either, although the group must have made an impact on him, because he gave them a special mention in the confidential report he later prepared for the Pentagon. Jim went through Reichian rebirthing, primal arm wrestling, which was regular arm wrestling accompanied by guttural screaming, and naked hot tub encounter sessions at the Asalen Institute for the Advancement of Human Potential in Big Sur, where he was counseled by Asalen's founder, Michael Murphy, the man credited with inventing the New Age movement. At no time did Jim reveal to the therapists and gurus he met how he imagined their techniques might be adapted to teach the American soldier to be more cunning. "It is often 10 years," Jim wrote in his diary at the time, "before the values developed in Los Angeles find themselves into rural Arkansas. What is developing today on the coast will be the national value set 10 years from now." This is how Jim visualized the America of the 1980s. The government would no longer have an exploitative view of natural resources. Instead, its emphasis would be on conservation and ecological sanity. The economic system would cease to promote consumption at all costs. It would be neither aggressive nor competitive. This, Jim prophesied, was the new value system poised to sweep America. Jim needed to believe all this would happen. He was working for what his then chief of staff, General Edward Meyer, had called a hollow army. This was a term Meyer had coined to describe the military state of mind post-Vietnam. It wasn't only individual veterans who were suffering from post-combat depression and post-traumatic stress. The Army, as an entity, was traumatized and melancholic and suffering from a crippling inferiority complex. Budgets were being slashed everywhere. The draft had been abolished, and the Army was not an enticing career option for young Americans. Things were in a really bad state. Jim saw himself as a potential New Age phoenix, rising from the ashes to bring joy and hope to the Army, and to the country he loved so much.